Welcome to the award-winning Dare to Dream podcast with Debbie Dashinger, covering metaphysics, ETs, shamanism, and channeling. Here you will find spiritual inspiration from today's thought leaders, along with cutting-edge insights from our interstellar brothers and sisters and ancient shamanic wisdom. Now, here's a new episode of Dare to Dream with your host, Debbie Dashinger.
Welcome to Dare to Dream. I'm Debbie. This is the award-winning podcast that dares to ask the questions, the big questions, and go far beyond the veil. Today, on Dare to Dream, I'm joined by the internationally acclaimed Vincent Jenna, psychic therapist, spiritual master, and ET experiencer. He's here to share his firsthand contact with the Intergalactic Council and reveal insights into why extraterrestrials are visiting Earth and what it means for us. So stay tuned, because this conversation could entirely shift your understanding of our place in the cosmos. This podcast is sponsored by Dr. Dane here in Access Consciousness. They do energy work out into the world. If you'd like to become a facilitator or take one of their classes, go to Dr. Dane here, HEER.com. You can get your free Starseed video and report. Learn your galactic origins. Go to Debbie with an I and Dashinger with a C .com/starseed. That's DebbieDashinger.com/starseed. Also, my second appearance on Gaia TV is out on Beyond Belief. Go watch my interview. First year and the second year interview is completely different. And if you don't have a subscription, mamma mia, if you don't have a subscription to Gaia TV, it is the best platform. If you're on this listening to us now, this is your information there. Let me give you a free 1 week subscription. Go to DebbieDashinger.com/GAIA. By the way, all the links will be in the description in the show notes for today. Also, I am doing every single month, once a month, a galactic shamanic healing. They last 75 to 90 minutes. We've had up to 90 people showing up. Very profound shifts. So join us for the next one. This link is for every month, so you can keep using it to sign up. Go to DebbieDashinger.com/healing. And finally, I'm super psyched because my guest and I are both the speakers, and there are many others, excellent speakers, on a cruise next year, March 2026, heading to Greece and Turkey. These are incredible. We've got 10 days in these beautiful countries, but here's the deal. It's a mystery school cruise. So if you would like to join us, just know literally cabins are booking right now. All you need to do is leave a deposit. Go to Mystery School at CSEA, Mystery School at C.com. And when you're going through the registration, the online registration, what cabin you want, etc., you do have to pick a referral name. When you get to the referral names, be sure to pick myself or Vincent. That would be beautiful. Mystery School at Sea. My guest, known as the visionary of our times, Vincent Jenna is an internationally acclaimed psychic therapist, medium, spiritual master, interstellar liaison, and author. Vincent's dynamic and inspiring radio and television interviews, podcasts, keynote presentations, workshops, classes, and private sessions have transformed the lives of thousands worldwide. Diving deep into the human psychic, he enables a quantum leap in understanding to uncover and resolve maladaptive beliefs shielded beneath the conscious mind that are sabotaging the best laid dreams and desires. And now, Vincent offers his 42 years of spiritual, metaphysical, and psychological insights in his first book, The Secret That's Holding You Back. If you want to learn more about him, go to VincentJenna.com, and the last name is G-E-N-N-A, VincentJenna.com. And with that, I welcome the character, he's such a character, Vincent Jenna, to Dare to Dream. It's great to have you.
Oh my gosh, Debbie, it's great to be here. I'm so excited. I'm excited to be doing this podcast with you, and I'm so excited to be doing that cruise with you. It is going to be phenomenal. The energy on that, I don't think the ship will even have to turn on its motors. We're going to be pushing that thing just with our energy itself.
For real, you know, we had, so I was on the cruise to the Yucatan last year, and I'll tell you, we had some very interesting things happen. And the first day, we had something unprecedented with the ocean, and even the people on the ship said, we don't really know what's going on. We've never seen this. Now, we had a lot of channels, and especially extraterrestrial channels, who said, oh, there's a ship gliding underneath our ship right now. And it was phenomenal.
Wow.
So, and we have beautiful weather. I mean, everything's in our favor. I agree. It's going to be amazing. I can't wait to like hang out with you, have meals with you, and everyone
Definitely.
else who comes.
Oh, absolutely. It's going to be great. It's going to be
It's going to
great.
be great. And you know, you remind me of home. I grew up in New York, and I feel like going, hey,
Hey,
Vinny.
yo, Debbie. Yeah, you come on over. We'll have some pasta, bring the whole family. Yeah, that's of course. That's New York. What are we going to do? That's it.
Exactly. Yeah, you can't take it out of us fully. But I also like that resonance. So here you are. You wrote the book that I just mentioned. It's called The Secret That's Holding You Back. So everybody here wants to become unstoppable. What is holding us back? What is it that you see psychically, mediumship-wise, but with all the groups and the privates that you've had?
Well, the way I wrote my book was from my own personal experience, as well as the experience of working with all of those people. And what everybody has to know is that there are anomalies that go on in the mind and the brain that is actually causing us to sabotage our own abilities to manifest our desires. And it's not intentional. But the brain has survival mechanisms in it. And that's the reason why the species has gone on as far as it has gone on. But since we're spiritual beings, Debbie, the problem is that those coping mechanisms, those anomalies that help us to cope and get through life, actually are what getting in the way of us manifesting what we really want, because it's hiding important truths that we have about ourselves.
Okay,
So,
give
in
us
other
an
words,
example.
okay,
That'll
all
help.
right. Well, that's a, hey, well, I was going to say that most people don't believe what they think they believe. You have your conscious mind, and that's the intellect and the reasoning and the thinking part of you. And so you may think that you are good enough to have a top-level job. You may think that you're lovable enough to have a wonderful romantic partnership with someone. You may think all of these wonderful things with your conscious mind, but unfortunately, beliefs that you have developed from the very beginning of your life during your childhood have been suppressed and pushed down and hidden in your unconscious mind. So you may believe that you're lovable, but truly down deep inside, the little you is saying, oh, I'm not lovable. I'm not good enough. Now, why is that important? And psychologists have known that for years, which is the reason why they've always done some inner work in the very beginning, inner child work. Freud did his psychoanalytical work, which absolutely included childhood work, right? But even today in contemporary times, authors like Eckhart Tolle and Deepak Chopra and many of them talk about the hidden beliefs. What are those hidden beliefs? Your original set of beliefs from childhood. Why does that matter? Okay, it's great. Psychologically, yeah, you get through those, you're going to have a happier life and you're going to feel a little bit more, calm and peaceful without the anxiety, without the depression. Really good. However, we're more than physical beings. We're spiritual beings. And what that means is that we're energies, and that energy is plugged into a force, as George Lucas called it in Star Wars, the force. It's everywhere, and we are connected to it. It's actually the law of attraction. It's actually a power that comes from the creator, the divine, Yahweh, God, whatever you want to call him, Elohim. It doesn't matter. It, whatever it is to you, there's still a power and a force that you're connected to. So that means that everything you are believing and truly believing in your inner core, deep down, psyche beliefs is what's helping to manifest your life. It's influencing it. So little you who is saying, oh, you're not lovable because of the experiences you may have gone through, that's what's going out into the energy, into the law of attraction. And that's the reason why you may attract a relationship to you, but it's not going to work. It falls apart. You break apart. You sabotage it. Even a person in the relationship may die early because neither one of you, like attracts like, so that other person is going to have that same core belief. So neither one of you believed that you were lovable. Neither one of you believed it was going to last. And bingo, you make it fall apart because of that inner core beliefs. Now, you don't hear that inner core belief because, like I said, the brain and the anomalies that go on, the brain has two highest functions, Debbie. The first highest function is to keep us alive. The second highest function is to protect us in order to keep us alive. We know how it protects us physically. We have the immune system. We also have things like fevers. The brain actually is what raises your body temperature when you have a virus or a bug, like when the coronavirus came along, to make it an unlivable environment for that bug and virus. Well, if it protects us physically, how does it protect us emotionally when we have emotional pain? It will create for you a new set of beliefs to shield and protect you from those inner core beliefs. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to function. You see the people that don't have that protective mechanism. They're the ones that feel depression and that have anxiety because all day long, they're believing, I'm not good enough, I'm not lovable, I'm not deserving, from those negative messages that they receive. So the brain suppresses that. Pushes it aside, way down deep. So like I said, you may be thinking, I'm lovable. I'm ready for this relationship. I'm ready for that promotion. I'm ready to be healthy and vital and get out there. But little you is saying, no, you're not. You're not good enough. You're not worthy enough. You don't even deserve good finances or anything like that or anything good to happen in your life. And that's what's manifesting people's lives. That's the secret that's holding everybody back. Okay. And have to heal that.
Yeah, that's very powerful. Thank you. Great example. And you yourself, here you are, an accomplished guy in psychic mediumship, many other modalities, and then boom, extraterrestrials. So how does your connection with otherworldly beings come about?
Oh, please, Debbie. This is like everything that came about for me was always thrust upon me, just like my psychic abilities. Okay. So I'm working one day. I just finished working with a client and I'm just closing up shop and getting ready to go have dinner with my wife. And all of a sudden, I hear a voice and it says, we would like to speak with you. As clear as that. Now, the first thing I thought is being a medium that there's a spirit here that wants to talk with me.
Yeah.
But it wasn't coming to me the same way. And I was like, but wait, I don't see a spirit because I can see, I can hear, I can smell, I can feel spirits. I'm clairol as a medium. I used to use clairol when I wanted to get rid of my gray. Now I'm clairol because I'm doing it with my work. Okay. But there was no spirit. So I was really concerned as to, all right, where is this voice coming from? And what is this voice? And so I asked, it's like, who is this? And the voice immediately introduced itself as an intergalactic spiritual council. And I'm like, an intergalactic spiritual council. I said, you do know I didn't watch Star Trek a lot. So I did watch all the other Star Trek movies, but not the television show. And I knew of that intergalactic, like anything like that. Well, not really. I said, well, what do you want with me? We want to educate you on why we've been coming to your planet, why we've been working with humans, and why we're coming now. I said, well, why me? There are others that you can, they're talking to several people, but you are out there, you're already speaking with others, and you have a more positive understanding and attitude towards us, so we know you would be able to help us educate your kind. And I was like, well, okay, I'm up for it. You just can talk with me at any time. So they explained then that they are a council of seven. That's a group that's talking with me. And it's really interesting because they said there's only 12 universes with life forms. Only 12. So there is a lot of misunderstanding, and with the information that they kept giving me as to who these beings are, where they come from, okay, and why they are here. And it became very exciting for me. But I wasn't able to validate any of this stuff until I actually was invited to do shows. And I was on Beyond Belief with George Norrie. And while apparently he wound up getting, or the producer Tommy wound up getting all these videos, so I would be talking about what they were telling me, and George would then interrupt me and say, hey, watch this video that we have. And it was some other expert ufologist who has been in the field longer than I have, ages ago, right, talking about some of the same stuff that I was saying, and then another one and another one. So I was being validated for what I was hearing, and that's why I trusted the voice. And the information that they've been giving me is phenomenal and very important for us to understand. Ooh, Debbie,
there's a lot to unpack there. That is so cool.
Yes.
So what a beautiful relationship, what a beautiful way that they came into your life. And yeah, if everything's perfect, you being a medium, this wouldn't freak you out like it might somebody else.
Exactly.
And so it's funny. I mean, this is one of the things I do, talk about the history of extraterrestrials, even connected with shamans. So we know that extraterrestrials have been on this planet since the beginning of time, seeded this planet. We have their genetics in our body, but
yes,
the extraterrestrials coming to Earth right now.
Yes.
What is their message through you to humanity?
What their message is?
Yes.
Can I just give it straightforward?
I'd love it.
Get your act together or you're going to hell in a handbasket. We're on our way there now. It's hysterical, but basically that's what they're trying to tell us. We are the least civilized of all existing species and living species beings like us. We are the least civilized here on Earth. And it's taking us so long to evolve that they're actually breaking the rules now. And that's what the Intergalactic Council is telling us. The Intergalactic Council set up actually after the visitations that the extraterrestrials were making here. They came down a lot, helping us a lot, right? But then the council came together and said, you know what? They shouldn't be visiting you and they shouldn't be helping you that way. You have to learn on your own. It's like, let's say that you have, you know, there's a brother and a sister. The brother is older. The sister is a little girl. She's younger. Both of them are going to school at the same time. And they're home from school one day and they're sitting at the kitchen table. Mom there is getting dinner together. And the big brother looks over and goes to his sister. Hey, Debbie, the answer to number 5 is 3. Okay. And so mom is listening and he keeps helping her like that. And mom turns around and says, hey, Vinny, listen, you know, you have to let your sister learn math on her own. Otherwise, she's never going to learn it. So you just let her do the answering. Okay. And you go, okay. So you're sitting there. Mom leaves the kitchen because she got a phone call and now she's out of the room and you're going, hey, Debbie, the answer to number 7 is 6. Okay, good. Yeah, right. That's exactly what happened with the extraterrestrials. There was a time period that they were stopped from coming here to visit. And there is that whole blank time period where there wasn't a lot of visitation and nobody saw them and nobody was reporting anything about them. Then all of a sudden they started picking up again because they realized, hey, listen, mom and dad, we got to help them down there. I mean, they're really having a tough time. They're never going to pass that test and they're never going to get things done unless we help them. And that's, and now they're doing it in droves because they're like, you see, you want them to learn on their own? And they're being left back, okay? They're still in kindergarten, okay? So I'm sorry. They're my brothers and sisters. I love them dearly. We're going down there to help.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's exactly why they're coming.
Yes, I am tracking 100%. With that in mind, Vincent, so then what kind of guidance, what kind of technology are the extraterrestrials offering us for meaningful changes?
Okay.
And I just want to preface this also by saying this. Oh, yes. I just want to preface it by saying this, that I know things are bad. We all know things are bad. We know that there's war. We know there's starvation. We know there's horrible things happening to women and children. There's financial inequality. There's crazy greed, you know, countries, corporations, people who do things. I don't know how anyone lives like that, but
And don't forget all the environmental things and crises
Thank
that
you.
are happening, right?
Yes, 100%. What the terrible things we do to this beautiful planet we live on. And there are also people like you and me and many of the people watching this, listening to this right now, who are light workers, who have good hearts, who are doing things to make a difference, who are healers and psychic and also have had a lot of extraterrestrial contact and experience. So there is this interesting duality, and we live in this incredible planet of duality and density. What are they doing, or what are they offering to us as guidance, as technology? So for those of us who will pick up the guidance and the technology, we can create meaningful changes.
We are in the process of creating those meaningful changes, Debbie, and I'm glad that you brought it up that way, which is really important. I do want to do a comparison, though, to a story in the Old Testament that will help us even now, and that is the story of Sodom and Gomorrah. Okay. Mm-hmm. The story of Sodom and Gomorrah says in the Bible about God is going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah because all the sinning that's going on, kind of like what's happening today. All right. Mm-hmm. However, metaphorically, it wasn't about God. It was about that power that we're connected to, right? And because of all the negativity, they were actually, the story and the meaning behind it is about they were destroying themselves. Okay. So now an angel comes down, finds Lot, who is a spiritual guy, and turns around and says, you need to find 11 spiritual people that have awakened, and God will spare Sodom and Gomorrah. Basically, what he was saying is, you have the power to stop the self-destruction, okay, but you need enough people to join together to do that. And that's actually the concept of critical mass. So we know the rest of the story that Lot could not find the 11. And then they said, well, if you got 9, maybe you'll get some earthquakes and stuff, but the whole city won't be destroyed. Okay. And so he couldn't find 9. And that's when he said, well, you better get the heck out of there because it's going to hell in a handbasket, like I said earlier. Okay. So let's relate that to here and now. Yes, we have the awakening happening, and the extraterrestrial brothers and sisters are coming down and helping that because people are so fascinated. They've become so into making these connections. I have a dear friend, Christopher Bledsoe Sr. He's the most known person in having ET contact, and they are his angels. He called them his angels, and they are the light beings. When you see orbs coming out of the sky, those are the spiritual light beings that are physical, because they do live physically, but they know how to transfigure into their light beingness, which is what Jesus did after he died. He went to Egypt to learn how to do that because that's where it was all written. That's where the extraterrestrials first taught people how to do it. Jesus went there, learned how to do it, came back, died 3 days later, transfigured, took his body with him, and also showed everybody his light being. So all these orbs are them coming down, and we are starting to awaken, and through our interest, our souls going, there's something that resonates here. There's something that's drawing me to want to know more about my ET brothers and sisters. And so there's programs like people are doing sky watching. They'll go over to Chris's place or wherever he is, all right? And he puts thousands of people come together and he makes them pray and sit in meditation, okay? Dr. Stephen Greer has a CE5 a protocol, and it involves meditating and keeping yourself in a positive spiritual mind, okay? And then we have people like Jake Barber, who is a whistleblower who used to collect downed extraterrestrial crafts for the government to actually collect them. And one of the times that he was doing that, he had an experience where he connected with one of those ETs, and it was so spiritual, he cried. He felt love. He felt this purity. He felt this beauty. So because they're coming down, they're helping to awaken us. How is that going to help us? Right now, Debbie, we do not have a critical mass. We don't have 11 people awakened yet, proportionately, because we're still seeing the destruction on this planet. So when I said environmentally, yes, we're seeing all the killing and the stuff. So just think of that. That's what the Sodom and Gomorrah people were doing. They were killing each other, having sex with anybody, all of that stuff that was going on. We're just doing it the same way and differently now. So how would the destruction come on the planet? Would come by the earthquakes, the storms, the fires, right? The floods and all of that. Well, that's what's happening to our planet. Almost daily, there is a new crisis that's happening. So the way we see whether the critical mass is being reached is when that slows down, when these crises on the earth stop. And then as we're awakening, we're also filtering that into everybody's energy pool. And then there'll be those people who say, okay, I'm tired of bombing. I'm not going to bomb anymore. Let's just stop that. This is ridiculous. We're not getting anywhere. And I mean, it sounds crazy, but, and yes, there's still these people and organizations that believe we got to form these retaliatory groups and we have to defend ourselves and we have to be against this. But the other side that are for the peace and are for the love and for caring and for compassion and for standing up for human values, they're creating, we're creating that healing of the world. Even the cruise that we're doing, yes, we're going to the most ancient, incredible, vibrational places. Why? Why do we need to do that? Because we need to be reminded of how divine we really are and reconnect. And that's even with the leaders, you, me, we still want that connection. We're so drawn to it. And I can almost promise you there'll be some ETs there as well, because I can bring people out and I can help call them in as well as you, right? Because we've made those connections and we will feel even that much more empowered. When you see an ET, here's the thing. So we think it's just us on this planet. We think we're just physical beings. But now all of a sudden, something else is coming from someplace else. Well, it's changing everybody's view of life. And it's changing the view of life, it's changing the view of yourself. And then you're seeing these orbs. And wait a minute, you mean they're transfiguring into... Then that means that we got flesh. We had flesh like they had flesh and stuff. So if they're doing it, then we could do it. You know, when you see your big brother and sister that's advancing, when you see that person achieving their dreams, when you see people gaining that financial freedom, That's what gives us an understanding that we can do it too. Now we're going to do it on a higher level. So technically, we actually don't even have to pay attention to technology. Technology, we've been way ahead in technology. Albert Einstein said, though, when your technology far surpasses your spiritual ability to use it, you're going to be in trouble. And that's exactly where we are right now. We have so much technology that we don't even have to be anywhere near a country in order to completely destroy it. All right. So we just push a button, boom, there they're gone. And that's it. And we do that in so many different ways. But now we're starting to pick up that spiritual understanding, and the ETs are helping us. They're going to teach us how to even transform, how to see our own light, and how to stop thinking that this physical body is the most important thing. No, it's not. It's a vehicle. It is the least important part of who you are. The most important part of who you are is your soul, your light, your energy, your divinity. And that goes beyond this body.
That's so beautiful. Thank you. That was such a good example. And I love you bringing it back to the 11 people, the critical mass, what needs to happen. And so, you know, I always want people to keep hope, because I think when you're a light worker and you're sort of swimming upstream, it's really important to have a light and to know what I'm doing is creating a difference. So I just want to say to everybody, like, really powerful example. And not so much we need to do more, but we need to keep shining a light. And I tell that to people. Some people will say, oh, you know, I got so depressed, or I just got so sad. And that's cool. Do that for a day. But you have to come right back to why you're here, why you chose to be here right now. It is so important. Your soul, your mission, your gift, your piece of the puzzle to heaven on earth. Don't stop. And talk more, yes. Get more people involved.
That's that, but that is a certain amount of work, you know? People will work so hard at achieving certain things, at their job, at their home. Oh, I got to expand it. I got to put in a new pool and everything like that. Oh, I'm going to work at getting the car that I want. Oh, I'm going to work, you know, at this, and I'm going to work at that. And they're not realizing that the work is truly more about self-work and self-love. We've been damaged. Even those, everybody who's listening right now, who is an advanced light worker, has scars. I can promise you they have scars, because there's no Brady Bunch family here. And there's nobody who can turn around and say, oh, my childhood was absolutely perfect. It's so funny, because when I work with those light workers, I work with the advanced as well as the beginners, right? And I work with the light workers, and all I have to ask them is, okay, so as a light worker, you're manifesting every single thing that you want in your life, right? All the great. Well, no. I'm single. I don't have a relationship. That would be nice. Okay. All right. You're a light worker. Obviously, then there's something still inside us. There's something that still needs to be taken care of, or at least paid attention to, because you did do the work. Every injury causes a scar, Debbie. Matter of fact, my second book that I just completed, and I have it's in editing right now, is called Stay Strong, All Your Scars Can Be Healed. And Neil Donald Walsh wrote me the foreword for it. It was him who actually guided me and told me to write that book, because he received a message from God that I should. I interviewed him in the podcast. It was amazing. Okay. So I said, okay. So I wrote the book. Yes, your scars can be healed, but you've got to recognize that you still have them. You still have them. So any of us, right? So we're working on that. And as we're working on it, we're receiving all this incredible help and this incredible guidance and the energy from each other and the support from each other. You know, if we didn't have that work, we would really have no reason to be here. The work that we do on ourselves provides us with relationship, provides us with self-pride and joy that we've accomplished some really great things. The people, the thousands of people that I've ever worked with, when they contact me and they say my life has changed and transformed so incredibly, I'm experiencing so much joy and fulfillment, and all of a sudden I find myself talking and helping other people, and I'm like, there you got it. That's exactly what happens, and then it dominoes down the line. But yes, we are awakening now, and this is a great time period. But I do want to state this for everybody, because this is a pet peeve of mine, all right? And it's not to ever put anybody's opinion down, especially another light worker's opinion. But we still have to remember that all this information, including in myself, that's downloading, is still being filtered through our own minds. Our minds are the filters of everything we receive, which is one of the reasons why things can be misinterpreted, right? It's not that we're ever seeing anything pure. We can't see anything pure while we're in this body. We can only see purity when we're at that pure energy light form, which is the soul, when we're out of the body. But in the body, you're going to have a filtration system. There is a lot of belief that this new world, this new life, is going to happen automatically, automatically, and that we're moving in that direction. And, oh, everybody's so excited, they can't wait till it happens. All right. We have absolutely the capability of making everything beautiful and wonderful. That's who we are. We're divine beings and co-creators. However, because of free will and because of choices, there's no guarantee for anything. It's in our hands to make that happen. And we don't need trauma to learn how to make it happen. We've had enough. I just had a conversation with somebody just the other day that was talking about, oh, every time we've had trauma, we've turned out even better. I'm like, wait. The trauma did not make us turn out better. Our souls and inner wisdom allowed us to put things together to make the trauma turn into something good. The trauma did not do it. Therefore, the trauma is not the catalyst to our evolvement. We do not need suffering. I am really tired of hearing that.
Yeah.
We do not need suffering, Debbie.
Yeah.
We've had enough to know what it feels like. So why do we
have on earth is it? Like, this is not an easy place. This is a very dense place. I agree with you 100%. And I think it's in a lot of culture. It's in a lot of history of war and history of what we've done to other people. And that there's a feeling that this has to happen in order to progress. I agree with you 1,000%. Everything you're saying, very good. And I want to ask you if you want to, at this point, Vincent, you had said before the show that you would do a reading. And I would love to know if this is a good time to do a reading.
Okay, I am willing to do a reading. What would you like me to do a reading on?
Yes. So since we're on this topic, and we both enjoy this topic, how about me? Because I'm not going to call in a listener right now, but if you don't mind doing me, have I had any past or ongoing contact with extraterrestrials, perhaps even beyond my conscious awareness? And if you could give some details on that.
Okay, I can tell you from a little girl, right from the get-go, you have been observed. You have been watched because of your plan, because of your plan. You came down here with a plan to make a big difference in the world, which is why you've always been guided and directed into areas that was going to put you out there publicly. You even told me yourself you were an actress, right? I see from the beginning, as a little girl, you're laying in a bed. And when you were younger, was there more than one bed in your room? Were you either sleeping with somebody else or in another room? I don't see a solo room for you in the very beginning. What was that about?
Yeah, I had my own bedroom. The only time I didn't have my own bedroom was when my brother and I stayed at my grandparents' house, which was a considerable amount. And then both of our beds were together with same room.
Okay. So then you were in the same room together, but it's when you were home that you had your own room. Okay. So then I will tell you this, at your grandmother's, because I do see that second bed in the room. Okay. I'm watching and they're telling me that there was an extraterrestrial spirit that was right outside the window, did not want to come into the room, but right away was outside your window. Now, I'm not sure if you felt, but I'm feeling that there was some part of you, whether it was in your dream, whether it was in a feeling or whatever, that there was an energy, that there was something about being at your grandparents, about them. They may have even in the beginning had some kind of a fear, though I'm not feeling the fear as much as I'm feeling the intrigue. You were very intrigued about things as a child. And so I'm finding that this energy, they're showing me this whole vision of watching you and just being a part of you. Now, they didn't do anything like abduct you or anything like that. They didn't, and well, not yet. Okay, we'll talk about that in a moment. They didn't abduct you then. They didn't insert any probe in you. They didn't have to do that with everybody. They only did that with beings that they actually got genetic material from, that they were trying to preserve and study about our human bodies to help us, only to help us. But they didn't abduct you that way, but they did watch over you. So at times when you thought that there was an angel watching over your shoulder, it was not an angel, it was an ET. And I know you felt that. Isn't that correct?
Oh my God. I know it more as an adult looking back. I've said that so many times. I was not alone. I was not alone. There's no way I got
here.
No,
that, exactly. And the reason for that is because you've got to understand that when we're all back on the other side, outside of our bodies and in the heavenly dimensions, so are they. There's no heavenly dimensions for ETs or Palladians or, you know, any of the other ones, and then us. It's one place. And so all those souls are together and come together. So they know us already. And so especially us, since they've been watching us since the beginning of time, they're paying attention to all of us. They're paying attention, especially to those who are going to make a difference. So yes, there were times that you had angels, but I will tell you this, it started very young. Then when you were a teenager, I'm jumping to an experience that you may have had. And again, either a light form, because as you've gotten older, they won't come to you in just a physical form and go, hey, Debbie, we're here. You know, just want to say hi. You know, I'm not seeing that as much as lights and again, energy. But there was definitely this beings that were around you again. Now, as a teenager, what experience did you have where what they were telling me, you could have been injured or hurt or harmed in some way, or there was a threat of harm, okay? But something kind of interfered or became a guidance again in protecting you in some way that kept you from serious either injury or harm. What happened then that you can say?
So much. I was absolutely wild. I grew up on Long Island and there was no fear of death. I would drive way faster than any human should drive. I would do a lot of altering things and be in a lot of crazy situations. And it is amazing I made it out intact.
No, you definitely had the help in that. Again, you got to realize when they're watching over certain people, there is a reason why they're watching. They want to help guide us. Yes, they love us. They know what our plan is. But then when we are acting up and we are getting ourselves involved in situations that can get in the way of our plans, that's when they're really going to help us a lot. While you have an angel on one shoulder, you're having an ET on another shoulder. Okay. Your interest in extraterrestrials came easy, and I don't believe it was a hard, shocking, kind of scary, frightening kind of interest because of this involvement from the very beginning. It came to you like it was very familiar, is what I'm feeling inside of you, that it was a very familiar knowing feeling when you started paying more attention to it. There was a time period where you shifted your concentration and your focus. There was a spiritual awakening, and there was an event that went on again. There were several events that transformed and changed your life. But the greatest thing is that you went with it, but they were always there, kind of going and shifting. This is what I'm seeing that they're telling me. So I got Archangel Michael on one side, and I've got an extraterrestrial on the other side, and they're talking to each other and say, "Okay, you're going to take her now? Okay, give me a break. I got to go pee." And then and ET is going off somewhere, and Michael's there. I'm watching. I got her. I got her back. And then he comes back, and the ET comes back and goes, "Okay, I got it. You can go take care of it. You got holy cow, they're fighting down there. You got a whole battle you got to take care of. Go take care of those idiots down there." And so that's kind of what I'm feeling that they're showing me, that there was a shifting between them in helping you. And here is the thing that Archangel Michael is saying, that the ETs are saying too: obstinance, obstinance, obstinance. You had so much obstinance in your
Does that mean
certain
it's
years.
stubborn?
Yes, stubborn. You were stubborn, but it was your intensity and your passion reversed. When you got on the right track, this same stubbornness and obstinance and intensity shifted to passion, and that passion, it totally inspired you. It was the energy that we needed, but until we really grow and until something happens and until we, go wake up, like everybody trying to do with everybody, it could be an issue. It could get in our way. It could cause our wildness. As wild as you are is how much passion that you had. And so now you're using, and you've been using that passion to achieve and do all of these wonderful things out there, and they're so proud of you. But do allow yourself the visitation because they want to come and say hello.
I would love that. Do you know
Yeah.
what species you're talking about?
It doesn't matter what species they are, they're all several from different species. Okay, I have to explain something else that's also going to blow the listeners' minds and maybe even possibly yours. All right. In our universe, including Pleiades and any of the other planets and stars that are here, there is no other living being here. This entire universe is ours. What the Palladians are is, think about this. It's the ETs from other universes in their early evolvement. When they first came down here on the planet, could you imagine if they came down as little grays or as some of the other taller species that look like that? We would have freaked out and not listened to them. We would have done everything we could to kill them, destroy them, because that's who we are. But they came down instead in their early form because they're able to do that. If they can transfigure themselves into light, they can also transfigure themselves back to what they used to look like. So they came as their early selves. And these beautiful Arcturians, it doesn't matter, oh gosh, they constantly were being taught all of these new beings and species when what we have to understand their different levels of their own evolvement to help us accept them easier. These beautiful blondes that look like they come from Sweden, okay, with the blue eyes and everything, right? They're even in the Lord of the Rings. They're the elves. They're gorgeous, right? Yeah, it's like, right? Why did we do that? Why did we create that? Because it's easier for us. That's why we made Jesus look beautiful with blue eyes. He was Jewish. Okay, with Jewish, he had a big nose. They wanted him to do nose surgery, but he said, no, I got to accept it. So he didn't go for it. Okay. So, you know, it was his peacefulness, it was his lovingness, you know, that made him be. We need beauty here. So, of course, the aliens came down looking beautiful so that they could guide us, but they aren't from here. They're not from here. So you have got the advanced. In their regular form now, when they're in physical advancement, they are the ones that are seeing you, and they want you because you are so comfortable with Pleiades and the Palladians or the Arcturians or any of the other species. They want you to broaden now your ability to see them as they truly are, which is what they're why they're introducing themselves so slowly, because we still have horrible time seeing them. People freak out the moment we see them because they look so different from us. Big heads, big eyes. We think that rays are going to come out and destroy us from their eyes. It's ridiculous. And what do? In movies, we make them into spiders. We make them into these horrible, ugly atrocities. And they're like freaking out going, they're watching the movies, you know, with the eating the pop. They don't eat the popcorn. They drink it, actually. They don't chew anymore. So they're sitting there drinking the popcorn and they're looking and they're going, hey, Mary, come on over here. You got to see how they make you look now. This is great. You know, you do look like that when you get mad. And it's like, no, they don't. They're beautiful beings. But if you accept them, and you can see them as they truly are and say, bring it on. I have a hard time, right? They tried to come. I told them, don't come in the middle of the night.
For sure. That's because, the scariest.
Yes, it scares the crap out of us. I had two of them. They were the tall, tall beings, right? And in my new home, I happened to have 8-foot doorways in all my doors. So where I'm sleeping, and all of a sudden something stirs me and wakes me up a bit. I'm still like sleepy, groggy, right? And I look in the doorway and there's two of them standing there and I start shaking. I'm like, and you know, when you do that yelling and you can't yell because you're in a paralytic state, that's why you can't yell, but you moan loud enough. And my wife is like reaching over, wake up, wake up. And I'm like, they took off. They took off right away. And I feel so bad because I've been telling them, I do want to see you, but do me a favor. You know, when it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm sitting down, I'm having my cookies and milk. Come join me then, you know, but do a little knock on the door. The dog will bark. It's okay. I'll get him in the kennel. You can come in. We'll sit down. I'll share you my, you know, my Chips Ahoy or whatever I'm eating. Or better yet, I'm eating hummus. Okay. I eat healthily too. Okay. So my hummus and my chips and my pita bread, you know, come then. But if they come knocking on the door, or you know the neighbors are going to freak out. You know, they can't just land. They're trying to. They're doing that in places where it's more acceptable.
Peru? I want it. I just want to say point blank, I want it. I appreciate it. And I get it. And I'm cool. I think for me, energy is everything anyway. So if their energy feels very benevolent and peaceful, totally. I will immediately be accepting. But I would love to meet them. Love.
You are going to. I will tell you this, that you have met them, but forgot. And here is where I was going to say before, there is a memory inside your mind that I'm seeing of light. You may not have a complete focus of what was in your surroundings, but there was great light around you, and you are in a craft. You are in a craft, and I'm seeing that, and you're just kind of like in a slight shock, right? And the only reason they did not bring you there to experiment on you, they again were trying to slowly introduce you to who they are, and more importantly, who you are. Mm-hmm. You are actually a link and a connection, and have had, you're not from another, I will tell you that. That's another fallacy, by the way. Nobody in this physical life has ever incarnated on another planet. There's a law that disallows that, just like the law of attraction, because if you're here and you have all this karma here, they don't want you bringing your baggage to another universe and giving problems over there, not to mention all the bacteria we carry with us. We can kill a whole universe with that. That's why they die here if they stay too long here, because they can no longer deal with our bugs. They wear past that in their universes and their planets. They don't have the same kind of bacteria and illnesses and stuff that we have, right? They've learned how to change that. They're all spiritual. And Albert Einstein said the only way that we can accept and see visitation from other forms and universes is because they have command of spiritual concepts. And that's why they're able to leave their universe. Mm-hmm. Right now, our government is in the process of building an intergalactic craft, and they are reverse engineering some of the crafts that they have gotten. They're getting some ideas, even though they don't know reverse polarity and how to use the gravitational pull. That was another thing they told me. And then there was a scientific report on how they actually discovered that they're using gravity in some way. And I'm like, oh my God, they were right. They told me that. That's what they do. They can reverse polarity instantaneously. They also can become part of their ship mentally and control it mentally, and they can also dematerialize. All those concepts are quantum physics concepts, and quantum physics, believe it or not, is a spiritual science, because they're studying the space between the atoms and the protons and the electrons and the neutrons, because there's more space than there is solidarity. So they're looking at that, and that's a spiritual understanding, and that's why these beings are all benevolent. There's no malevolent species whatsoever, but they do want to introduce you to that because you're going to be more involved in it in your future. In the coming years, in 2026, I see you more involved with contact in the desert, with the people there, with that ufology. The again, the political stuff and the governmental stuff is not important. It's actually distracting us and distracting us from really paying attention to what is important. So more people, you're going to see that come into your life. They already have, even your guests or anybody like that, you're going to come with the up against and not up against with these people, the opportunity and the networking is going to occur, all because this was your path. And that's why they kept introducing themselves to you from the very beginning. Mm. That's what I'm seeing. That's what I'm seeing now. So do not be surprised that it happens soon. Maybe even before I see you on the cruise, you'll be telling me, you're not going to believe what happened one night. I was going to sleep and all of a sudden, there they are in my dream. And I saw them and I felt them and I knew they were there in the room. And I thought, so they will make themselves known as long as you are asking for it and feel totally comfortable receiving it. That's it. They don't want to hurt us.
I believe that. All of that. So beautiful. So beautiful. Thank you for that information. I really receive it. And I have met them in my dreams. They have absolutely come. And they are light beings, that pure light. I mean, I don't know how to describe what I saw, felt, because it's not from this world. But I knew I was seen and loved and known. And it was almost as beautiful. It was maybe more beautiful than a flying dream. And you know how you have one of those and you're like, oh, I want another. I want another. And I felt that way. I wanted more and more of this connection. So, that's great, man. That
you're
was
getting it.
Great
you're
getting news. It. Thank you so much. I love doing that with you. And I love that you could even field something that, like, instead of like, what's going to happen with my career? What's going to happen? You know, all those questions. But that was really cool. Yeah. Super right on. I want to ask you, well, You are speaking on the Mystery School at Sea Cruise. I also want you to tell us what's next. You've got this new book, congratulations,
Thank you.
coming out. That's awesome. What else? What's next? How do people work with you? How do they connect with you?
All they have to do is go to my website at vincentjenna.com. That's where all my connecting, all my social media links are. You can find me on all of the social media links except TikTok. I have a couple of videos on TikTok, but they were a little bit funny. But I also have my podcast, The Jenna Effect, which I have several podcasts on there. I haven't been recording as much lately because I've been busy writing the book and doing so many other things. And I'm creating, I do a lot of things with my family as well, Debbie, because I want to be able to enjoy my life. So yes, I have these things coming up and events that will be down the line and coming up for me in 2026, because I already have this year filled out. And so people will, you can sign up, get my newsletter. I don't inundate you with a whole bunch of newsletters, but I do talk about my events. Actually, the first weekend of August, I'm really excited, a new event called the PSI International Games. And Hakeem Isla
Yes, I'm
created this
aware of him. He's
incredible,
so
right? He's
beautiful.
amazing,
Yes.
beautiful soul. And he happens to live next door and is a friend of Christopher Bledsoe. That's how I wound up meeting him. So we're doing this event where we're bringing together kids as well as adults who have psychic ability, but we're helping them learn how to use it. And what better way to help them learn how to use it than in games? There's actual competition that's going to be going on to help focus them. Because look, get a teen in front of the TV with Fortnite and he's going, right? So now how do you do that, and how do you help him honor and appreciate his psychic abilities? Well, this is such a program. And now I'm not advertising it for people to buy tickets because it's completely sold out. But I'm just so excited that I'm one of the speakers there, and we'll be presenting the first program in the morning, actually, that's going to be about opening up your intuition. So those are the things. I got a lot of classes. Oh, you got to look for me on the Shift Network because I'm going to be teaching a 7-week class through them from April in April on. So that's another thing, because I love educating and I love helping people that way. So there's many ways to reach me, as well as my private readings. I've been stacked up with that. I still do my podcast, like Next Level Soul and Jeff Mara and Inspiration Nation and your podcast, all of these wonderful podcasts. So I'm out there. The information is out there. L go listen. Go listen to me. Go listen to others. Keep listening to Debbie. Keep getting out, because that's what's going to not just awaken. Even if you are awakened, you still need reinforcement. There's still negativity going on in the world, and that's all falling down on us. We have to constantly reinforce, refuel. You can't drive your car forever unless you fill it up with gas or plug it in to get recharged. Everything needs recharging. And so we have to remember that. And by listening, and that's a meditation. Listening to your podcast is actually a meditation, because it helps you open up. It helps you focus in a different way. And that is bypassing your left brain thinking. You're just letting the information come in and you're absorbing it and feeling it. And that's like a meditation. So doing these things are so helpful. And so, yes, you can connect with me all those ways. And keep moving forward.
Beautiful. Folks, if you want to join us, if you want to hear us speak, also Vivian Chavay, Debbie Solaris, there's so many big folks. You just have to check out the website to see all the beautiful names of the presenters. Come with us on the ship to Greece, to Turkey, to these very
Absolutely.
ancient places, and get to hang out with us. It's a very different event than the usual events where it's in and out. You can't even get to the speaker. No, you'll have full access.
No.
So we'd love to meet you.
Yes.
And Mystery School at CSEA.com. Sign up there. All you have to do is leave a deposit. Vincent's website, Vincent Jenna, GENNA.com. Vincent Paisano, thank you so much for coming on the show today. I have enjoyed this.
Oh my God, Debbie, thank you so much. It was a joy and a blessing to be here, and I can't wait. And just so that everybody knows, That cruise is so affordable for what you're going to be experiencing. It's amazing. And I just can't wait to see you in person, because through the Zoom, you get one energy, but in person, you get the full energy. And it's unbelievable. So I'm looking forward to that. Thank you for having me, Debbie.
Beautifully said, really beautifully said. I end today's show with this reminder. The moment you open your mind to the cosmos, you open your soul to infinite possibility. The truth is out there, but it's also within you. Subscribe to this number one transformation conversation, Dare to Dream with Debbie Dashinger. Leave a comment and share. I read them and I appreciate you. Next week on the show, I'm speaking with the amazing Tyler Ellison. He's back for a second time, and he is a cosmic channel for the extraterrestrial being named Ryo of the Sasani. Thanks for daring to dream. And remember, do the inner work and keep moving forward. You came here for a reason.
Thanks for joining us this week on Dare to Dream. Make sure to visit our website, debbiedashinger.com. That's DEBBIDACHINGER. You can subscribe to the show on YouTube and all major podcast sites, so you'll never miss an episode. While you're at it, if you found value in this program, we'd appreciate a like and comment, or tell a friend about the podcast. That will help us out as well. And if you like this conversation, you might want to check out Debbie's shamanic healing programs. And Debbie is available for coaching to write your book, and her company takes your finished book to guaranteed international bestseller. Be sure to subscribe for our next episode of Dare to Dream podcast with Debbie Dashinger, your number one transformation conversation.